brought to you by Puffin.
Penguin Audio presents Boy by Roald Dahl. Read by Dan Stevens. An autobiography is a book a person writes about his own life, and it is usually full of all sorts of boring details. This is not an autobiography. I would never write a history of myself. On the other hand, throughout my young days at school and just afterwards, a number of things happened to me that I have never forgotten. None of these things is important, but each of them made such a tremendous impression on me that I've never been able to get them out of my mind. Each of them, after a lapse of 50 and sometimes 60 years, has remained seared on my memory. I didn't have to search for any of them. All I had to do was skim them off the top of my consciousness and write them down. Some are funny. Some are painful. Some are unpleasant. I suppose that is why I've always remembered them so vividly. All are true. R.D. Starting point. Papa and Mama. My father, Harald Dahl, was a Norwegian who came from a small town near Oslo called Sarpsborg. His own father, my grandfather, was a fairly prosperous merchant who owned a store in Sarpsborg and traded in just about everything from cheese to chicken wire. I am writing these words in 1984. But this grandfather of mine was born, believe it or not, in 1820, shortly after Wellington had defeated Napoleon at Waterloo. If my grandfather had been alive today, he would have been 164 years old. My father would have been 121. Both my father and my grandfather were late starters, so far as children were concerned. When my father was 14, which is still more than 100 years ago, he was up on the roof of the family house, replacing some loose tiles when he slipped and fell. He broke his left arm below the elbow. Somebody ran to fetch the doctor, and half an hour later this gentleman made a majestic and drunken arrival in his horse-drawn buggy. He was so drunk that he mistook the fractured elbow for a dislocated shoulder. "We'll soon put this back into place," he cried out, and two men were called off the street to help with the pulling. They were instructed to hold my father by the waist while the doctor grabbed him by the wrist of the broken arm and shouted, "Pull, men! Pull! Pull as hard as you can!" The pain must have been excruciating. The victim screamed, and his mother, who was watching the performance in horror, shouted, "Stop!" But by then the pullers had done so much damage that a splinter of bone was sticking out through the skin of the forearm. This was in 1877, and orthopedic surgery was not what it is today. So they simply amputated the arm at the elbow, and for the rest of his life, my father had to manage with one arm. Fortunately, it was the left arm that he lost, and gradually, over the years, he taught himself to do more or less anything he wanted with just the four fingers and thumb of his right hand. He could tie a shoelace as quickly as you or me, and for cutting up the food on his plate, he sharpened the bottom edge of a fork so that it served as both knife and fork all in one. He kept his ingenious instrument in a slim leather case and carried it in his pocket wherever he went. The loss of an arm, he used to say, caused him only one serious inconvenience. He found it impossible to cut the top off a boiled egg. My father was a year or so older than his brother Oscar, but they were exceptionally close. And soon after they left school, they went for a long walk together to plan their future. They decided that a small town like Sarpsborg in a small country like Norway was no place in which to make a fortune. So what they must do, they agreed, was go away to one of the big countries, either to England or France, where opportunities to make good would be boundless. Their own father, an amiable giant nearly 7 foot tall, lacked the drive and ambition of his sons, and he refused.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?